news.
It's the Soler News.
Man, I don't know if you saw this story in Ohio, but this is pretty crazy stuff. All right, back in 2016, they found ranging between the ages of 16 and 44, there were 8 people that were shot to death at different crime scenes, right?
Yeah.
One of them, they found like a baby still there with the kids that were around, like a mother that was shot dead, and another crime scene, whatever. Mm. Well, it turns out they were all from the same family of people. Well, now they've arrested another family for targeting this other family. It's almost like a Hatfield-McCoys type thing or whatever, except for one of the guys in one family had a kid with someone in the other family, and they think it has to do with like a custody, they don't know what it is.
So they murder the other family?
8 people.
Wow.
Like grandmothers and, just crazy stuff. They said it was carefully planned out. They arrested grandmothers from the other family for helping, for covering it up and all this other stuff. It's a crazy story. If you want to, CNN has it, a couple other outlets have it. If you want to go check out the story, it'd take me forever to go into all the details on here, but it's like...
It's a movie waiting to happen.
It really is going to be. I guarantee it's a movie going to happen.
Well, I did see that, and they don't look like the brightest human beings on planet Earth.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they look like they're from where
Pretty
Sparks is from.
Pretty rough. Where I'm from. I'll tell you this right now. Ohio.
It's 2 Ohios.
There's
right.
2 states.
Yes.
Definitely 2
there's
states.
There's a very union-type northern part of Ohio.
Yes.
And then there's the, oh my God, where the hell am I, southern part of Ohio, where
Ohio,
it's like deliverance.
Yeah. The northern Ohio borders a lake, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's close to New York.
Yeah.
Southern Ohio is near Kentucky and West Virginia. Let me just tell you, there's a world of difference between northern Ohio and southern
Ohio. If you want a baseball analogy, the southern part of Ohio is Marge Schott. And the top is Terry Francona.
There you go. That's pretty much it. Exactly.
The only other news I have pretty much is the O'Shea's over here. First of all, O'Shea's is a very special place to me. Back in the day, my friends and I have been going to this place. Now, they have the new one now, which...
You're talking about like the
on the Strip
the bar.
Here in Vegas. There's a bar.
Yeah, okay.
It's across the street from Caesar's Palace over there. And it used to be just to hang out for cheap drinks, pre-gaming, just, dude, so many nights. I can't even tell you how many nights I spent literally until the morning at O'Shea's over there back in the day when I was a kid, early 20s, whatever. Well, they changed it. It's like a whole, they redid everything over there. So they still call it O'Shea's, but let's just, I want to say that the original O'Shea's was a little different.
Sure, you're a hipster right now.
Yes, I'm being a hipster.
Yeah.
But the a guy from Wisconsin won $1.3 million.
What?
Yeah, man.
On a slot or something?
Yeah, royal flush on 3-card poker.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So 3-card progressive, which I don't even know what that means. There's always like 70 pokers. I have no, and I click on one of them, and then it's always the same game. It's like bonus triple poker. And then I play it, and I'm like, oh, that's a king. That's still a queen. I don't understand what's happening right now.
Sure.
I still lose, so whatever.
Wow, $1.3 million.
Yeah,
I was talking to Hobo Jeff.
Yeah.
One of these days when we were out of remote or something. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I just hang around the casinos at night and I wait for like somebody to win a jackpot on a slot machine or something, right? Because, the bells and whistles go off and they're like, what? And he goes, dude, you should see the predators just start flocking.
Oh, yeah.
The person that won money. And they immediately just start hitting these people up for cash.
Oh, yeah.
Like, immediately. They're like, dude, can I get $100? Can I get $50? They just won like $5,000 or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. I can only imagine the amount of people that surrounded him for
If you win $1.3 million, are you tipping anybody? I mean, obviously you're going to tip, but they're going to give him like... percentage?
You're not doing 20%.
No.
No.
No way, right?
Here's $200 is still $200.
Yeah.
You're
not giving them like 10 grand or something.
No.
Yeah.
Getting 10 grand. What'd you do?
I don't know.
Me a free alcoholic beverage?
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
You're charging me. Dude, nowadays, you sit at a penny slots, but this is our trick back in the day. Not even a trick. It was just Vegas.
Yeah.
You sit at a penny slot machine, you spend $3, you get 30 drinks
all night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, now you got to spend $20 just to get the for each comp. You know, they have like a computer.
Right.
And not only do they have a computer, but they also have the bartender now is just a machine that presses a button and it goes into the thing and gives you your drink. It's not even, you know, there's no,
yeah.
They don't measure it anymore. I don't know. But whatever. 1.3 million, man.
Oof, man.
Congratulations,
good
dude.
Good for him. Right before the holidays.
Yeah.
Now, how does he get that? They don't just give it. They have to give him a check, right? That takes some time to process.
I'm assuming he has to wait a while.
Yeah.
But well, you think 1.3 million? He'll probably get what, 700 grand cash on that. Still not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah. I think I'll take it. Are you kidding me?
That's the well, I have news. I kind of spoiled it on social media already. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. But
what
about today?
About tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I put it on social media,
oh,
too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So anyways, you want to talk about it now?
Hell yeah, we're going to talk about it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so look at this. We are, how many days out from, we're like a little, like a week and a half out from Metallica.
I can't believe it's that close.
Dude.
Until yesterday, I forgot, and then they, you know, obviously reminded us, we had a little meeting, and
yeah.
It was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we're giving out Metallica tickets today. On the show, My Baby Jesus. I'm telling you this right now. This is one you did not want to miss. You got to go see Metallica. The 26th, it's a Monday. T-Mobile Arena. I don't know if tickets are available. I imagine that StubHub's got them or they're somewhere on sale.
Yeah.
I know it's very close to selling out if it isn't already. But I'm pretty sure it will by the day of the show. So if you don't have tickets yet.
I cannot imagine it's not sold out.
Try to get them. And then let me say this. Win them from us because it's free. Good God, it's absolutely free. So here's what I'm going to say, right? I'm going to let you know this right now. We're going to play two Metallica songs today. Okay? It's got to be back-to-back Metallica songs. Two from Metallica. Then you call in, be caller number 21. You'll get in for Metallica tickets. But there's more. My God, there's more.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Our show, Us on the Morning, we are giving away... Oh, God, this is so good.
I know.
So good.
It's absurd. I can't believe they're actually trusting someone to do that. But, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I know.
I don't want
to spoil. We are giving away. If you win Metallica tickets, you're not only going to the show, but now you're qualified to be the guy that walks Metallica out on stage, gets into the little band huddle on stage with them in the round in T-Mobile Arena. It's amazing. That is an amazing thing.
You're going to have Hetfield sweat on you. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to be in the huddle with the band. I'm telling you, this is one you want to win. So listen for two Metallica songs, all right? We're going to be doing this every single day up until the show, which is amazing. So two Metallica songs, back to back. When you hear the second Metallica song, be caller number 21, and then you get in. You're a Metallica winner of tickets, and then you're in for the running of walking Metallica onto the stage, which is just, oh my God. I wish we could do that.
Yeah.
Wish we could do that. That's
what
you're going to tell your
saying.
Kids.
I can't believe they're just trusting some rando to do that.
Oh my God.
You got to consider yourself the luckiest man in the
I
world,
know.
Man or woman in the world.
It's going to be, do not miss it at all. Also, let me say this. We are giving out some Iron Maiden tickets today. Yep, we're going to be doing that. I believe we have Ghost tickets as well. We're going to go through everything we got to do. Amir K is coming in studio today, which is exciting. He's a comic, very funny dude. You might know him from Mad TV. He was in the movie Argo. Remember that one? That was a good one.
Check
Oscar.
Out some of his stuff, man. He's really funny, too.
Really funny dude. Excited to have him in. He's going to be chit-chatting with us here on the show. But listen for the Metallica. Two in a row, okay? Do not miss it. Oh, my God. There's one. Starting things off for us. Here's
one. Is there
going
to be another one after
You're going to have to find out. 6 minutes.
Hey, cool cats. You on the Facebook.com? Us too. Let's be friends, bro, at BS Morning Show.
So self-driving vehicles, it's already a reality. It sounds like it's in the future, but they already have, like, you know, Ubers picking you up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's here, right?
Well, the reason I think it's in the future is because of laws and suing people, not because of the technology. They've had the technology for a while.
Well, the technology is going to become more prevalent in every day, right? It's going to become more affordable. More people are going to have it. Self-driving cars. It's a thing that, I mean, come on. Us on this show, I'm very conscious of. You know what I mean?
What, self-driving
cars? I want to have a job in 5 years. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I feel like if self-driving cars is going to come around, more people are just going to be buried into their phones. They're not going to be listening to the radio.
Unless
you're listening on your phone or a podcast or something.
That's a good point.
But I mean, I feel like more people are just going to be watching videos. They're just going to be sitting there in their car.
No, but if you're in a self-driving car, you still got to listen to something. What's the difference of who's driving?
You listen, but now you're not looking at the road. You're on social media. You're doing something. You know what I mean? You're buried in some other
people still listen to
stuff. You think so? Well, I hope so. Obviously, I hope so.
I think you should totally just listen to us. If you have a self-driving car.
Keep listening to us, even if you're in a self-driving car.
Think the Domino's car listens to us? There's a driver.
No, I don't think there's even a person.
There's
in that
nobody
one.
In that car?
No, I think it's completely autonomous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Domino's has a self-driving car. Lost Boy had a pizza delivered to him.
Yeah, he said he went outside of his apartment and just opened the little door and took it out. And
you type in a little keypad code, and the thing opens up and like shoots a pizza out
at
you.
That's hilarious.
And that's it.
Yeah, I want one of those.
That's insane.
I'm going to order it just to get one of those just so I can see what happens.
Well, in the most recent issue of the Journal of Annals and Tourism Research, they're saying more people are going to be having sex in cars due to automated driving.
Yes.
They're saying it's more likely people are going to sleep, eat, engage in sex while moving.
Absolutely they will.
Yes. I've never had sex in a car before.
You mean while it's moving or just at all?
Ever, period.
Really?
Never.
What?
Never. Never done it.
Dude.
It looks uncomfortable.
You've never had sex in a car before?
Is this blowing your mind? No, I've never had sex in a car.
What'd you do when you lived with your parents? When I was a kid, it's all the place you had.
Was the car?
And where else are you going to go?
I'm trying to think. Did I ever have sex in a car? I don't think I ever had sex in a car.
This can't be true. That's the most amazing thing, revelation about you I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, I remember something. I kind of had sex in a car. I'm not going to go into details.
What?
I kind of had sex in a car.
All right.
I'm not going into details because I won't tell you. I'm not going into details because I don't want to get too graphic, if that makes sense.
You mean like the person was standing outside of the car?
Whatever.
Because I've done that.
Oh, my God.
Were their torsos in the car, but the rest of them's not?
No. God. It's way too much information.
By a lake.
Okay.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. The whole
thing. I did that on the at least once a week when I was a kid.
At least once a week?
Everyone did.
No.
How did you? I don't understand that. You had nowhere else to go. Maybe a friend's house, but.
Yeah, I always had a place to go.
If you're out at night and your parents are home, what are you going to do?
On like a Saturday night?
You never went to like Makeout Point or whatever, you know? Like,
No. You had a Makeout Point?
Well, just wherever you pull over is Makeout Point for me. How in the world is this? Dude, I feel like I should be saying something else, but I can't even get over this. This is ridiculous. It's like telling me you've never had pizza before or something.
Really?
Are you kidding?
I've had...
Did you lose your virginity to your wife?
No. And I've had sex...
Have you had sex?
I don't want to go...
Yes, oh, wait, you have a kid. All right. You know you've had at least once. Sex.
Yeah, I just have never had sex. I've never had intercourse in a car before. How about that?
That's unbelievable.
I'll phrase it like that.
Whatever. I'm going to keep repeating myself, so I will just go
Why
ahead.
Why is that unbelievable? That's not that big of a deal, man.
Has anybody else on this planet not had sex in a car? 876-3692.
Don't ask that question.
Have you ever not had... Has anybody not had sex in a car? You got to be over the age of, like, let's say 21. Tell me you never had sex in a car.
So when you got a car, the first thing you thought of was, I'm going to have sex in this thing.
Well, the first thing I did when I had a car was roll it over in a ditch off-roading. But then, yes, I had sex in it after we flipped it back over again. And I was still driving it around. Are you kidding?
Why are you still hung up on this? I want to talk about how more people are going to be having sex in automated cars. There's no question that you would have sex if the car's driving itself. You're like, now's the time to get done with this.
Yeah, I've done it while I'm driving the car. Not because it was just to try it, you know? It was like,
I wonder if I could do this type thing.
Yeah, you know, like, because I saw the movie The Chase with Charlie Sheen.
Jeez.
And I thought that chick was super hot. So the next time I had a date or whatever, I could convince somebody to do it and then we tried it.
Look, there's no lost boy here today, so I'm answering these things blind. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, bud. What's up? I got a story to tell you for your thing that's going on right now on the air.
Yeah.
I got a good one for you.
You're on the air right now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, don't curse, buddy, because
okay.
You're live.
No, so. You're good. So this was back in Pennsylvania. This was back when I was like 18, 19 years old, and I had a girl that we were just friends with benefits.
Perfect.
And I went to her house. We pulled off the side of the road, and she was going to do her thing on me. This girl, the officer drove by, and she turned around. So she pulled up upon us, and she looked, and she's like, okay, what's going on with the thing? So I said, oh, we're just talking. And she goes, do you always talk with your belt on the dashboard?
Oh, boy. And what'd you say? Well, yeah, absolutely.
I just said, well, and I just went on about my business. And she just said, just go about, turn around, go home.
All right.
It was a female cop, too, huh?
What's that?
It was a female cop, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was a female cop, yeah.
You should have been like, wow, your belt would look great next to that belt.
Oh, no.
What do you think?
That's how, right? Yeah, this is the beginning of a porn
yeah,
film.
Yeah, here we go.
You always drive with your belt on the dashboard? Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
Neat. All right. Thank you. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Bud.
All right. All right, so there you go. Well, I feel like a lot of people
see
have sex
if this
in cars.
Person has had
no,
sex.
No, I don't want to ask this person.
I want to hear what they say. Oh, never mind. That person said yes.
It's not a yes.
Call BS 876-3692.
All right. What's your take on this? The Court of Justice of the European Union. It's one of the higher courts in the European Union. They just came down with a decision, a ruling. On spreadable cheese from this Dutch company. This Dutch company came up with this cheese, and it's, you know, it's got, I don't even want to try pronouncing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of these crazy, you know, it's basically, it translates into witch's cheese. Like a witch and her cheese, witch's cheese. It's a silky white cheese, and inside it has, you know, parsley, garlic, and leeks. Excuse me, and it's a mix of cream cheese. And you spread it over things. It probably sounds delightful.
I was going to say, man, it sounds great.
Sounds amazing, right?
Can you get some of this?
So the competitor of this Dutch company came out with one, basically calling it witch's cheese as well, and it was the same thing. Cream cheese, parsley, garlic, and leeks.
Yeah. What's leeks?
Leeks is like it's almost a green onion, almost.
Oh, okay.
Like the long...
It sounds like whatever's left over, I thought you meant. Like.
No.
It's almost like chives or something?
I throw in the same family.
Okay.
As
oh,
that.
Man, that sounds so good.
Okay, so what you do is you eat one, and you're like, oh, that's delicious. You eat the other one, you're like, oh my God, this is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Taste.
Mm-hmm.
So this Dutch company goes, we're suing you for stealing our intellectual property.
Yeah, you can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
Hey, how are you going to regulate taste?
What do you mean regulate taste? Look,
it might taste different to somebody else than it does to you or whatever.
No, but if I go, look, if I buy Honeycrisp apples all the time, right? You know, that's what I feel like is the Cadillac of apples.
Okay.
Honeycrisp. Honeycrisp is a brand. That is they own that. Not anybody can just pick up an apple and like, oh, it's a Honeycrisp. No, Honeycrisp is like Nike or Reebok or something.
Yeah, you can't call them a Honeycrisp, but you can make an apple like it.
No, you can't.
You can't.
They own the formula because it's a man-made apple. They created it in a lab, Honeycrisp apples. They own the formula. It's like they basically own the...
How can you prove
the
that,
recipe.
Though?
Because they patented it.
No, but I'm saying once you make the apple, how are they going to like reverse engineer it to see how they made it or whatever?
I'm saying that there is a mixture of sweetness and tartness and a crisp and the color and the whole thing. It's Honeycrisp is just a placeholder for an actual genetic code that they created in a lab.
Yeah,
and they have it, and it's copyrighted, it's patented, and you can't use it. And if you want to use it, you got to pay money if you want to grow Honeycrisp apples on your farm.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
What do you mean don't buy it? That's how it works.
All right, fine. Cheese is different.
How is cheese different?
Because it's so good.
Okay, so apples are good too. My point is that the European Union agrees with you, Greg.
Thank you.
They came down and they said, no, no, no. Original intellectual creation is not eligible for food. Taste is a subjective thing. It differs between people. So what may taste
case
the same to you?
Closed.
No, it's not case closed. What I'm saying is they're wrong.
They're not wrong.
They're wrong in Europe. You come up with a recipe. You come up with a certain amount of whatever.
That doesn't work here, bro. Like a generic
does.
Everything.
Yeah, generic everything. My point exactly. But it tastes different.
Nah.
It tastes different.
Some of it tastes the same.
Dude, first of all, who...
There's some things that you get generic are exactly the same.
Try getting generic Oreos.
No, I know, but because they're all cheaper right. made. And
there you
gross.
Go, my point.
But I'm saying you could do it. Like, there's these crackers... You know, saltines?
Yeah.
It's generic ones. It's exactly the same as a regular saltine.
Because that's the lack of flavor.
Well, whatever.
But let me ask you this.
Or those Toll House, you know, the ones that have like the club crackers? Those are delicious, by the way. You can get generic ones. It tastes exactly the same.
Okay, so Coca-Cola. There's yeah. generic Coke on every street corner.
That's gross.
It tastes horrible.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
But if I got the
recipe for Coke?
The recipe for Coca-Cola. Uh-huh. And I duplicate the exact same thing. Are you telling me that Coca-Cola can't sue for the stolen intellectual property? Of course
know.
They could.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Okay, well, that's my point. So how come in this thing, it's called witch's cheese, there's ingredients just like there is in Coca-Cola. There is a certain amount of, you know, parsley and leeks and cream cheese and garlic. It's the right amount to get the nice mixture. How can they not sue?
Because they're suing on taste. I don't know if they sued on the recipe. If they're saying you can't regulate taste, that's true. Like if somebody's like, oh, this tastes like Coke, you can't do that. But if you can prove they use the same recipe, you could probably do that. You know what I mean?
There's got to be some sort of intellectual property for
because
people
taste
who
is
make
subjective.
Food. Well, taste is subjective if it's good or it's bad. Where do you land on this? Do you agree with this European court? Should this court have been able to, or should this cheese company been yeah. able to sue the other one for ripping off its recipe? 876-3692. I know it's just cheese. And I know
well, yeah,
I mean, but I read this and I was
all
pissed.
All they had to do is use a different cow, and they could just say it was a different recipe.
It's still cream cheese.
Yeah, it's not the same milk.
It's still making
different
up.
Different cow.
No.
Different cow, bro.
No, milk
That's the
is,
rule.
It's not the rule.
That's the cow rule. Do you never
There's
heard the cow
no
rule?
Cow rule.
The different cow rule is a global thing, and everybody knows about the different cow
BS
rule.
And your message, 69187, if you want to text it.
It's time for Sparks Junk.
Everybody needs to know.
Hard hitting and uncut.
Yes, this does mean you.
The way the news should be.
One day, these facts may save your life.
Raiders Stadium. You drive by it, you're like, oh man, it's starting to fly now, right?
Yeah.
You see how it goes, right? They get the foundation done, and then you can finally start seeing from the ground level, like, what the hell's going on? You know what I mean?
Sure.
What percentage do you think it's done?
I said this before, I'll keep it. I said 27%.
27% completed. Let's find out. 1 year after construction.
After 1 year of work, a skeleton of steel and concrete is rising from what was a dirt lot 12 months ago, just west of the strip.
We're at 27% towards completion, and
what?
That's about $500 million worth of construction.
What? We did it! 27%
no
done!
No way, dude!
Yeah. When he said that, I was like, in my brain, I'm like, did he say new story? I swear I didn't. Really?
I love being wrong. No, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to win something. Do I get tickets?
No, you don't get tickets.
I go to Metallica or something? I want.
Get out of here. You don't get tickets?
Oh, man. I got to get something for that.
No, you don't. You get a
that
nice.
I'm going home. This is great. That day's not going to get any better than that.
$500 million already spent, and it is 27% done.
Wow.
Can you imagine $500 million?
Well, I think that
$500 million.
But it's going to go a lot faster. Because you need the structure.
Spending of money? Yes, it's going to go a lot faster.
Well, no, because once you get the structure up, the rest of it, I think, would be faster than just, you know, because we were down there giving out wings one day to, like, a lot of the workers or whatever.
Yeah.
And you could see they had to start from, there's like a...
Oh, they dug down deep in there.
Yeah, right? It was almost like when you build a skyscraper, I mean, it took a while for the foundation. There's probably going to be a garage under there or something like that, and alleyways and tunnels. And so all that stuff takes a long time to build to get the structure even up.
Right.
I think once that's up, that the rest of it will go a lot faster, in my uninformed opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what. The budget is $1.8 billion.
Yeah, well, that's what they cost, bro.
That's not what they cost. That's what this one costs.
No, a lot of them are like $1 billion.
No,
though.
This is. I read that this is one of the most expensive stadiums.
It is, but a lot of them are like one. This one's like 1.7. I mean, still, billion's a billion, bro. A lot of them are a lot of money.
That's $1.8 billion. Most stadiums you could build for $800 million. That's almost double the amount of a normal stadium.
I'm saying, but that's not like $800 million is not a lot of money though. They're all expensive.
$800 million is a lot of
cash.
That's
what I said. So I'm saying if most stadiums are going to be around a billion,
why not double it?
Okay, but still, once you're at a billion, it's like, you know.
No, once you're at a billion, it's almost adding another billion on top of it.
Yeah, it's Vegas, bro.
Oh my God, you
can't casinos
just say,
cost that much.
It's Vegas, bro. Vegas.
It's like when you go to Manhattan, dude, you go to the library, it's like a skyscraper. You go here to the library, there's like four people in there. I mean, it's just different. It's Vegas.
What does that have to do? What does libraries have to do?
The entertainment capital of the world. Of course, we're going to build the best of everything if it's entertainment, you know.
I'm not sure.
Oriented.
I agree. I think that
is... Go somewhere else, bro. Get out of our city.
An insane...
Get out of our Vegas, man. You don't like good stuff.
Of course I like good stuff. What are you kidding? What are you kidding?
Sparks,
why are you trying to run me out of town?
Sparks is anti-Vegas.
What are you talking about? I'm not anti-Vegas at all.
No, but seriously, dude. Like, if they build a casino in, you know, Atlantic City, it looks like a dump compared to the ones they build here. You know what I mean? Like, these are billion-dollar casinos.
I'm not saying that. I understand.
Yeah.
But this is you could build a casino for $1 billion. And people are like, oh my God, that's $1 billion casino. That's an insane amount of money. This is almost.
Have you seen the plans for this thing? It's going to be ridiculous.
It's still.
Like a translucent.
Insanely expensive.
Yeah.
Insanely expensive.
Yeah, you know what? Some people like Las Vegas and some people are Sparks.
What are you talking? Okay. Don't pay me up as that guy. All right.
I'm going to paint the stadium.
I'm not. Stop it. All right. So vegan butter. Do you think you should be able to call vegan butter? I mean, do you think it should be called butter?
As long as that's vegan in front of it.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Because it's not butter.
That's like calling it fake butter. You can say fake butter is butter, right? Because, I mean, you can say fake butter, can't you? As long as you put fake in front of it.
No, it's not like fake. It's not fake.
Yes, it is. It's vegan.
There was a ruling that came down from the FDA saying you're not allowed to call soy milk milk.
As long as you call it soy milk, right?
No, you can't call. They're not going to allow. You're not allowed to call soy milk milk. You're not allowed to call almond milk milk. You got to call it almond juice or almond whatever.
Almond cream.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
You can't call it milk because milk is an animal byproduct. And you cannot, there's no nipples on a soybean. Do you know what I mean? So, and I agree with that. You can't sit there.
I don't think you looked hard enough.
You can't sit there and dress plant-based things as milk. It's just, it's against the definition. And the same for me goes for butter.
Yeah, but butter's not like butter is a mixture of things. It's not a real thing. Like, it's not, it doesn't occur in nature by itself. You know?
Butter occurs, yes. Butter is a milk byproduct. It's an animal byproduct.
Yeah, but you got to put it together. You got to make it.
No.
You just went on this tangent about the recipe for the stupid cheese earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I stand by that.
We have to make it. It doesn't just come out of the cow as cheese with leeks in it or whatever.
I understand.
So this isn't, butter, you got to make it. So you can call it whatever
you want.
They're
not making butter.
How do you know?
It's beans. I know, because it's vegan butter. It's making beans. You can't call it butter. Butter is butter. Butter is a milk byproduct. It comes from animals. That's what butter is. You can't just say, you can't just invent something that is, you know.
What about butter emails? Can you say that?
You can't say, no, because emails are not butter. That's my point.
All right.
And this whole thing is, that look, this woman in.
Hey, what is today?
What is today?
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday.
No, today's Wednesday. All right. This lady is suing for $5 million, this vegan butter
Email.
Is that why you...
Email.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
She's suing because here's what the lawsuit says. It basks in dairy's halo by using familiar terms to invoke positive traits. I agree.
Yeah,
but she says it doesn't look like butter. It doesn't taste like butter.
How does she know? How is she the butter authority, though?
Because she bought it. First of all, it's very expensive. $6.99 for
That's ridiculous.
Fake butter.
They're just ripping off.
It's beans.
They're ripping off fat people that love animals.
So all they do is they sit there, and that's what they said. You're trying to do something that would resemble butter, but instead you're being deceived by the product.
Is the whole point of vegan is that you just don't want to hurt animals? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I get that, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I love butter. I'm not putting down butter.
No.
But what I'm saying is you can't call something that doesn't come from an animal butter. That's my point. See what I mean? It's going against the very definition of
the
word.
But is that what it says? Does butter say it has to come from an animal?
Yes. That's what the lawsuit says. Look up the definition of butter, okay? And that's what it is. It's not just some milky spread. It's got to be an animal byproduct.
Email.
Thank you. Exactly. And now the FDA is cracking down on this soy milk. And this, I don't know why I'm so impassioned about food.
I don't either.
People lying about food. I don't like it. And then, of course, they got soy milk, almond milk. You can't call it milk. It's not milk.
Whatever, man.
Oh, my God, we're late. I'm going off
on
this milk
tangent. You're more mad about milk than you are that you hate Vegas. It's so weird.
BS in the morning. Our Twitter numbers are a joke. Go and see for yourself at BS Morning Show.
BS in the morning. We got Amir K in studio. What's up, dude?
What's up, dudes?
Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, man. It's always a pleasure to be in Las Vegas.
Dude, for a full week, man.
Dude, it's brutal on us sometimes.
Man. If you don't live here, I gotta imagine like it's gotta be. There's temptation everywhere. You got two shows at the Laugh Factory now till Sunday.
Every night, man.
What is it like after the show? You're done with the late show, 10:30. Then what are you doing?
You get out about midnight, and then you hit the strip. You know, look for the hookers.
It's not hard to find, man.
No, not at all. There's all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a Vegas type dude?
I used to be, I guess. But, you get a little older and you got to kind of pace yourself.
Really?
That's how it is when you live here, because I hate when people visit, because I'm like, dude, I live here. Like, you saved up 6 months to come out here and party. Yeah, and I live here, bro.
I know. If I hear a guy yell, Vegas, one more time, I'm going to kill somebody. I will kill somebody.
When is the Vegas, the sparkle wear off? I mean, a week is a long time. I feel like 3-4 days, you're like, I get it. Okay,
Because I grew up in California,
Okay.
I was in Orange County, so we'd go, 3.5 hours, we're here. So you kind of burns off when you're, in your mid-20s, I guess.
Yeah.
They totally get it.
Nowadays, it's like, 2 days max.
Yes.
I'm like, bop, burnt. But you got to pace yourself on these. So usually with a couple guys, I got a couple cool openers this time. I got Billy Bonnell, super funny, and Jerry Garcia, another guy who's got like a HBO special. They're both headliners in their own way. So it's like it's a rocking show.
Cool.
And then they're cool guys to hang with. So we'll just, we'll post up in the hotel and, walk around.
You do a lot of gambling or anything? Gambling?
I'm not a big gambler. The guys are. Billy just hit me. He's like, I'm still up. The Aria's beautiful. He's still gambling. He's in the poker room. Dude, but he came up. He threw some money on craps, won $500, so he got all juiced. I'm like, that's dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're here early, dude. Because then you win a little bit and you get excited and, you lose your ass by the time you go home.
I've lost
paychecks at casinos, and I learned my lesson. Yeah,
maybe halfway through the week, he's like, "Oh, bro, I got to go home early. I'm sorry, man. I got to find another opener.
Can I jump on your flight? Can I jump in your bag?
Yeah,
you lost your plane ticket.
It's got to be one of the toughest things, man. Because you start getting older, the hangovers last a lot longer.
Is it weird coming? Because our studio is kind of far off the strip. Is it weird seeing the? Because a lot of people think Vegas is just like the strip.
No, I've been here enough to know
that there's
life outside of it. It ain't just a strip. And I was, talking to my man Norm over here, who's a veteran.
Norm,
shout out to Norm. Korean War veteran right there.
Yeah.
You know, we just got better. It's like, yeah, it's like leave me out of this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What do I gotta... Still early, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he picked me up. He told me, he's like, I don't do this anymore.
thanks for doing it, Norm.
He's a cool dude.
Amir K, he is a cool guy.
Man.
You ooze cool, dude. You can just tell you're a cool guy.
Oh,
do you have a, like,
I gotta come here more often, man.
Well, no, I'm serious.
You look like you work out, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
You juice? This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might switch to guys the way you guys are talking. Sweet talking me. Talk on to me.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, because, I mean, you got...
What? It's like I wanted to ask if you're into men.
No, I'm not asking if you're into dudes.
Yeah, that was going to be my first question, but I wanted to ease into it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I wanted to ask because, I mean, before... When we first, I think either we reached out to you guys or you guys reached out, Laugh Factory reached out to us or something. Yeah. But we're fans of your comedy, man. So we're obviously fans.
Thank you, man.
And here's the thing. Greg's a stand-up, and he's ugly. You know what I mean? See, this is, in my opinion, this is what a lot of comedy comes from, the hideous looks. You're a good-looking dude. Well,
he's so good to me and so mean to you. I love it.
I know.
You go, it's not that bad.
Well, let me just say this, because I feel like comedy is a... It's almost like an adaptive quality where it's a way to become personable, relatable, likable when you're disgusting, either internally or externally. You know what I'm saying? So, and let me just say, Greg is hilarious. But I mean, do you see that as a thing, or do you feel, where do you think you got your comedy chops
basically
from?
Basically, say, what the hell do you have to be mad about?
Or
I mean, I think it's just because I was an immigrant, man, and I came here and I felt like an outsider.
Yeah.
And so, just coming here as a kid, I was like a little alien kid, man.
You were Iran, right?
Yeah, I was born in Iran, and then I came when I was five. So I just I moved straight to Southern California from Iran, man.
Wow.
I learned how to speak English by mimicking the kids in my neighborhood because my parents didn't speak English.
Wow.
I had a Mexican accent for the first 3 years. Come on, Mom, let's go to the park, fool. Take me to the park, dog.
That's awesome.
No, but it was like crazy. So I think that maybe, you know, and then just like growing up and just... It was different for us. So, like, I think maybe that's some of the stuff that's definitely what I pull from and talk about on stage, you know?
So you agree that comedy is primarily like an adaptive thing? Like, people are doing it to...
I think so, yeah. Right. And it's like you're dealing with something. And for me, I had a lot of, you know, dad stuff going on. You know, like, I didn't think... Because he was a Middle Eastern dude, never around, you know, didn't think he loved me. And so, you know, you deal with it. It's like a therapy.
Right.
Greg, I'm sure you know, you know.
I need it, bro.
Yeah, whatever.
I swear to God,
problems you got going.
I've been looking into it, dude, and I'm like, it's too expensive. So I just been suffering in my own head for no reason.
You go on stage and yell at these poor people that didn't ask to see your comedy, man.
Yeah, exactly. My seatbelt doesn't fit, bitch. Yeah. Like, for no reason, the lady in the front.
You go, I'm addicted to buffets.
Yeah. I don't know how old, like, I'm not sure how old you are.
I'm 37.
Okay, so you know, like, even in California, probably back when you were a kid, it was less tolerant even than it is like today.
Homosexuality, absolutely. I'm kidding.
But, you know, just being different in general.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
Because, like, well, I talked to my nephew, right? He's in high school now. But, like, I was talking to him. I'm like, do you guys pick on kids at school?
You can't even do that.
Yeah,
but that gave you character. That's made us who we are.
Right.
You know, like, I wouldn't even be a comedian if it wasn't for bullying.
No, they're all nice to each other.
Like, if it wasn't for bullying. If I wasn't bullying those little punk.
No, but it's like Demolition Man now. Like Dystopia or something where they don't make fun of each other.
It's so weird because these kids don't know how to interact with each other now.
Yeah.
If they go and get a haircut in a barbershop, they feel like they're at a roast. It's that's just how dudes talk to each other.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, well, it's no bullying culture. I mean, I get it to some extent, you know.
Sure. You don't want the one kid getting picked on by everybody type
but
situation.
But we all got picked on, right, at some point and whatever. You like, and then it gave you some thick skin and then you knew how to deal with adversity. Yeah. You're starting to see it in comedy clubs and stuff.
Amir K is in studio. He's a comedian. He's down there at the Laugh Factory now through Saturday.
I think it's like one of the only, I guess, jobs, if you want to call it one, careers, whatever, where you get like that instant gratification. Like, I think maybe musicians. We were just talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Musicians, maybe, or like an athlete.
Yeah, it's right
we
there.
We feed off
it's
the crowd.
Right there,
and it's like, you get
live
that adrenaline.
Audience.
I don't know, man. It's just
well, that's the hardest thing about radio is like you feel like you crushed it. You have a great show. We do something hilarious or a segment or something that's amazing.
Very rare, but
not this. Don't worry. but I'm saying just something.
Yeah.
But there's nothing.
You don't have a response.
It's just out
right
there.
Away.
Yeah, and you're like, I hope it went well.
That's crazy. Yeah, I could never. And that's what the hard part about sometimes when you work on television or film, because, like, you know, you'll be doing a scene and they can't be laughing. So you're doing something funny, you think, and my gauge is sometimes I want to hear those laughs, and like, you know, the camera guys can't be laughing at you.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
There's microphones and stuff.
Yeah, they're going to cut, you know, and be like, dude, quit laughing.
That, even doing Mad TV, like, you know, when I was on Mad TV, I talked to Bobby Lee about that because he's like me. We're real sensitive about that, so we need that laugh.
Sure.
You know, we're just that type of dude. We're kind of needy in that way in our performance. And he was like, dude, you got to get over that because they're not going to give it up to you. And then you're looking like to see, like just looking in their eyes to see if they thought it was funny.
Right.
And so that was like something that I would feel you guys feel here.
But I can imagine it's even worse for you because you're getting that immediate response.
All the time. You're used to it. Yeah. That's why typically like if we're doing, like I like shows that are sitcoms, you know, where you have a live studio audience because you're hearing it right away. As you're doing the scene, they're laughing in the audience right there.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's why I think comedians, if you look at like the George Lopez show, Ray Romano show, or Seinfeld, they're always taped in front of a live studio audience because that's where comedians thrive.
They need that live reaction, which you're going to get if you go down and see Amir at the Laugh Factory, two shows, 8:30 and 10:30 Sunday over there at the Trop. I got to say, dude, it's...
Sunday, I'm actually not there, so it's every day until
Sunday. Oh, it's till Sunday.
Yeah, I have to head back Sunday to tape some stuff, so...
Okay,
sorry,
all right.
Sorry to bother you guys.
Baller. That's fine. Sorry to bother you guys.
Yeah, no, it's tonight till Saturday, I'll be there.
Okay, perfect. So there you go.
But, I mean, go to the club anyway. It's a great club. I mean, I think Dice is here. Andrew Dice Clay is coming for the New Year's weekend. That's going to be...
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's great.
That's going to be pretty damn
cool. We love Dice. All right, well, I can tell you what. Hit him up on Twitter. It's at Amir Comedy. I'm at Amir Comedy on everything.
AmirComedy.com is the website. You can see my dates when I'll be back, all that.
But perfect.
Yeah, come on.
Dude, see you at the love Tropicana. It. What's your favorite number? We'll give out the tickets to your favorite number.
Tickets to my favorite. What do you mean?
Or caller number.
Calling. For somebody calling in.
It's like call now. Your favorite
number
is 30.
Caller number 20 or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. Okay. Let's do caller number 17.
17. Cool. What's that? Why is it?
I mean, you're like, we only get about 5 callers. So we're not going to get up there.
Yeah.
Let's do caller number.
Just call back.
Caller number 3.
The third time you call, you'll win. The same
yeah,
guy
it's
guy.
One guy calling 17 times.
Why 17? Why is that number?
I don't know. I just made it up. Really,
randomly?
That's not even a favorite number. Let's do caller number 4. Make it easy, man. You guys got to be sitting here all month.
We can do 17, Amir.
We can get 17.
Let's
somehow.
See.
Come on, man. All right. Laugh Factory, 2 shows, 8:30 and 10:30. Not on Sunday. Saturday is the last time you can go see him. Go see him. Good luck. Caller number 17. You're seeing Amir. Thanks, dude.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Pleasure,
thank
man.
You so much.
In the morning. Yeah, we don't want to be up this early either.
All right. Don't forget, before 8:30, you're going to hear 2 Metallica songs. When you hear the second one, that's when you'll be calling number 21. Get you into the show for free, which is a huge deal, and get you qualified to walk the band onto the stage. My sweet mercy.
Yeah, that part is still amazing. Is shocking to me.
Yes. It's going to be incredible. You walk the band out on stage, and then you get in the band's huddle there as you're in the... Oh.
2, 4, 6, 8, let's go!
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Who knows what they say?
Yeah.
You're going to be able to find out.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll call us
they
and tell us what
you're talking
about.
They might give you their cell number in the huddle. They
and then
be
then
like, my number's still 702-333. And then just hang out at the thing.
Exactly. Then become best friends. Yeah. You go on world tour.
Shots after the show. Let's go! 2, 4, 6, 8. Break.
Who do we appreciate?
Yeah.
This guy.
Party at Laura's house. Let's go.
It should be fun, man.
Yeah, why do I keep saying 2, 4, 6, 8 and not rhyming it?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm doing that for.
Because they count. They're musicians.
I'd be a good rapper, I think.
I'll tell you what. Hey, can we dive into science time here?
And now, science time.
Because I like this.
Uh-oh.
This is good. Greg, you said you want to live forever.
I've changed my mind.
All right. Well, most people want to learn a new skill or a trait, or some people want to live forever. And the problem is your body breaks down. Your brain can only live, I think they may say maximum, humans have a potential of 120 years lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, think about it.
That's going to go up.
Yeah. Well, if you're dying at like 70-something, you're just over half your potential.
Yeah.
Think about that.
You're missing out 50 years.
Yeah, dude. That's terrible. So you want to try to increase that as much as possible. Well, scientists have been doing experiments on sea snails. This whole thing is like a tongue twister. Experiments on sea snails.
Come on, bro.
Experiments on sea snails.
Good job.
I'm like out of breath after doing that.
It's like math for you.
Very tough. Here's what they did. You ready?
Yeah.
This is the science time. Now, if you're thinking you want to live forever or you want to like live in the matrix where you could go, hey, you know what? I want kung fu, and you just download it into your brain.
Yeah.
They kind of did that with a snail.
Nice.
Yeah. So what they did was, and this is ending a big debate on where we store memories.
Uh-huh.
This is a study that was just published in the journal eNeuro. What they did was they took a sea snails and they shocked them with electricity. And what they ended up doing is there's like a reflex where the snails curl up. And they hold it there. Now, normally they'll only curl up for like 5 seconds, whatever. But if you continually just keep shocking them, they eventually learn, I got to keep tucked in here for almost a minute, 50 seconds or so, which is abnormally a long time for a snail to be curled up. It sounds simple and stupid because it is.
Sounds mean.
Okay. It's not mean. It's just a reflex. It's not hurting them. They're fine. They live.
All right.
It's a tiny little shock. They said they compared it to putting your hand near a hot stove where you feel the heat and you pull it away before you burn yourself. So what they ended up doing was they take the RNA, ribonucleic acid, RNA, which is proteins build up on your DNA.
Sure.
And they took it out of the snail that's been shocked a bunch of times, and they injected it into a snail that hasn't been shocked. And they did a test. They go, snails that haven't been shocked, they do it, boom, 5 seconds, they still curled up. The snail that has never been shocked before but was injected with the RNA of the shock snails curled up for 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Time after time after time. So they learned.
That makes sense.
They adapted a new reflex out of nowhere.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, they go, well, holy hell, this is where we save memories now in our RNA. Scientists thought you save memories in the synapses, the gaps between in your brain. No, they're saying no. We think now it's the RNA. So here's the thing.
That would make sense.
If you take the RNA of a black belt, now here comes the fun part.
Yeah.
If you got a black belt and I don't care what martial arts, doesn't matter. If you got a person that knows multiple languages, they're saying in the future you could take the RNA from that person, shoot it into your neck. Now you know multiple languages.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or think about it. Could they transfer your memories into someone else?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, well, that's my point. How amazing is that?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have the race memories. You ever hear of those?
No.
It's like people have the
same... Those are called roofies.
Yeah, no. You know how like when... let's say somebody, a kid has the same nightmare their dad used to have or something like that, you know? They've had cases like that where it's been passed down. Memories have been passed down through genetics.
What? Yeah. That's not real.
Look it up, man. You know?
I don't want my father's nightmares.
Well, what if it's like a memory of like you and your mom?
That's horrible. I don't want that at all. I don't want the memory of the night I was conceived. That sounds horrific.
Sparks falls asleep in his mattress firm bed, and all of a sudden it's like...
No!
Mom and Dad, what are you doing here? Actually, you're seeing it from your dad's point of view, so... Wow, Mom, you have a lot of stamina.
Okay, can you stop talking about my mother, please? Can you turn off your porn music? You're painting up my mother and father conceiving me, and I'm seeing it through my dad's eyes.
Yes. Well, one of them.
Craig!
All right, sorry. Oh, man.
I know what that night sounded like, too. Ready?
Yeah.
I am tired.
Your dad's like, nope!
No. No.
All right. Yeah, no, but you could... I've heard that before about, like, I think they call them race memories or something. I've also seen ones, you know, like Inception, where they plant.
Now we're talking Inception. So here's the thing, dude. This is what we're talking about. You could think about it. Let's say a real life circumstance, you have PTSD. You were in the military. You got these horrific memories. They can suck that out of your neck.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I don't know. Could you remove them, though? Like, literally remove
them? Of course. If you can inject them, you can remove them.
Could you?
Why not?
I don't know. It depends, because your RNA is still in there.
Take it away.
You're not taking all of it, you know?
I don't know, man. All I'm saying is these snails, they knew,
how to do this.
Well, that way it works. It's like, doping. You take the adrenaline from someone's body. I mean, it's almost the same thing.
Don't try to downplay this like it's
simple. I'm not downplaying it.
You're making it sound like you invented it.
I did. You don't know, you didn't know about this?
It's simple. It's like doping. I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, when I was in the Tour de France, I had the memories. I took the memories of, what's his name? Lance Armstrong.
Zach Armstrong.
I took his memories. I won the Tour de France, but then every time I woke up, I thought I only had one ball. It was weird.
Would you do that?
Take one ball.
Would you give a testicle to win the Tour de France?
How much money do they get to win the Tour de France?
$1 million at least.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, take both of them.
You donate both testicles for $1 million?
Why not? I can't have any kids anyway. I'm not like your dad.
Okay, can you please? Let me just say, I want to say publicly, I appreciate my dad and his testicles.
Yeah, so did your mom.
Because that. Okay, look at this. Denisov, he's out at Larry Flynt's Hustler Club for Sunday night football. You got TVs, you got football, and you got the boobs. They're all out there. Make sure you're going as he starts the broadcast around 5 o'clock. You got free food, free parking, free admission, and tons of prizes that he gives out. That's Sunday night football over at Larry Flynt's Hustler Club. BS in the morning. Hello.
Is this the radio station?
Yep.
Okay, well, check this out. I listen to your radio station to hear music, not people to talk. So get them off line.
What happened?
Wait, what do you want me to tell him?
We wanted to hear nothing but music. We don't want to hear you guys yak all the time on the damn radio.
What do you want me to say to him, though?
Tell him to get off the line and put on the music.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let me write that down, because I'll pass him the note, okay?
Okay, please do.
Okay, hold on one sec. Keep talking, though. Hold on.
All right.
What is it? What do you want me to say?
Tell him to turn on the dang music and stop doing the yik-yakking.
Is that yik-yakking?
Yeah, yik-yakking. Don't stop talking.
And wait, hold on a sec. Don't stop talking?
Tell him to stop talking.
So the person...
Yakety-yak, don't come back.
Yakety-yak, don't talk
first.
Don't
give me no dirty look so you find yourself outside the book. Get him off my damn radio, John. Turn on some music and shut the f*** up.
Okay.
All right. So you want him to talk more.
So wait. All right, so hold on. Yik-yakking.
Yik-yak, yikity-yak.
Don't
come back.
Don't talk to back.
You're getting to be just as bad as him, then, and talking to me.
What are you talking about? You're the one who's talking much right now.
I can't even
You're the one who keeps talking.
You guys are good, homie. Turn this off and shut the up.
Dude, I've been trying to get you off the phone if you would just tell me where you
are. Oh, man.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't hold back.
Oh yeah. Can't wait to hear that song live. T-Mobile Arena. Monday the 26th. We're just about a week and a half out, man. I can tell you what, that show is going to be absolutely killer. Cannot wait for it. That's the second Metallica song. We are looking for caller number 21. When you hear the second Metallica song, be caller number 21, and then you're getting free tickets for Metallica, T-Mobile Arena, and also get you qualified for something real special. I'll get to that in a second. First, though, BS in the morning. Hey, who's this?
This is Kyle.
Carl.
Kyle.
Carl.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh, hi, Kyle. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out, man. What are you up to, buddy?
I'll just driving around working right now.
Oh, yeah. Were you calling the radio station on purpose or what? What are we calling for?
Metallica tickets.
Oh.
You don't have your tickets yet, Kyle?
How could you not have tickets already?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any this year, no.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
Yeah, not kind of bummed on it, but maybe I could win some with you guys.
Hey, maybe you could. If you were the right caller, you could have won some.
Am I?
You are, bro.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so happy for you, dude.
Bro.
You're calling number 21, dude. You're calling Metallica.
Dude, no way. Are you for real?
Yeah, I swear to God, bro. You win.
Dude, oh my gosh. That is awesome.
Yes. So not only are you going to Metallica, but now you're qualified. Okay, don't get a car accident. Now you're qualified to go walk the band out on stage and then get in the pre-show huddle with the guys as well.
Dude, yes.
I know. All right, hold on the line. We'll get some info, okay?
All right.
Don't worry, because Carlota, she has your next opportunity coming up here when you hear two in a row from Metallica. Then make sure you're caller number 21 when you hear that. All right? Easy as that. If you're like, damn, I missed out. Well, don't worry, because coming up here in a few minutes, Jay Cornegay is going to jump on here, and we got your shot at winning $300 from our friends at Dollar Loan Center for football picks. We're doing it early because tomorrow's the food drive. There's nothing more.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Are you ready for some football?
Your shot at scoring straight cash from Dollar Loan Center just for making football picks. We even have Superbook's Jay Cornegay in studio to help you with that.
876-3692. Let's go with caller number 15. Right now, 876-3692. You're in for $300 from Dollar Loan Center. Jay Cornegay from the Westgate, our good old pal, is here to help you pick them. You know, Jay, last week they went against your advice. And look at this. We're now up to $300 yet again, my friend.
Yeah, the Eagles kind of let everybody down last week. It was kind of a roller coaster ride for the books. We had one of the, well, actually our worst Saturday of the season, and then we followed it up with the best Sunday of the season. So
wow,
it's been a crazy weekend. But as we get deeper into the season, you know, you never know what's going to happen here.
All right, yeah, it's some games like you said, they become easy pick-ems, and then some of them you're like toss up. I know. The Giants Niners game, that was kind of brutal too, man.
Yeah. I know. Wasn't expecting much from those two teams, but they actually put on a decent show. I was impressed that it was a halfway decent game to watch, but certainly went into it with low expectations.
All right. Well, here we are, week 11 in the NFL. They have to pick the same thing, even though we're doing it early cuz tomorrow's the food drive. So I appreciate you being flexible and getting on here on a Wednesday. You can pick any team on Sunday night, and then Monday night. What are we thinking here for Sunday day games?
Well, there's a couple of time changes that everybody needs to be aware of. You know, the flex schedule is in play now, and so the Sunday night game is the Vikings and Bears, all right, and a couple other time changes, so make sure that you check those out, you know, before you go into the weekend. You know, it's a little trickier this week because we only got two games during the Sunday that you might be looking at for this contest. Again, we're just looking at winners, and there's only two teams that are a touchdown or more favorite, and that is the Saints at home against the Eagles, and you have the Chargers at home against the Broncos. So otherwise, you can't look at all those others because they're just too close, but I think I have a little bit more confidence in the Saints right now.
Oh boy.
At home.
Yeah, I don't watch football anymore. It's okay. It's fine.
Greg's over here.
I hate football.
He just saddened Greg about his Eagles, man.
No, after the Cowboys game, I wish they would just disband the Eagles and move them away.
Would you stop?
Oh, wow.
Would you stop? Come on, man.
Yeah, I Greg, I didn't do that, you know, because you were in studio.
It's all right. I know the spread's the spread. Whatever. They suck. I hate them. I don't care.
Yeah, but that's... You're right, though. I mean, I think just, you know, that attitude, I mean, just that feeling if you're an Eagles fan, and maybe if you're an Eagles player, I mean, that was really a stake in the heart right there.
Awful.
You know, I mean, that was such a big game for both those teams, and now, what are they, both 4-5?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, you got your ring.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying Saints over Eagles. What about here on Sunday night? You got Bears, Vikings.
Tough game. But I you know, Vikings coming off this bye week. I'm really just not a believer in the Bears. I just kind of think they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. And I know some people would disagree with me there, but just not a big believer there. I think this is a gigantic game for the Vikings coming off that bye week and having 2 weeks to prepare. I'll take a little bit of an upset here, even though the Bears are a 3-point favorite, and again, we're just picking a winner. I'm going to go with Minnesota here.
Going Minnesota. All right, got it. And then this is, woof. They moved this one out of Mexico, right? And they brought it back here to the States because of field conditions, I read.
The field looked like an asphalt, somebody's like a pavement badminton court or something.
You got Rams, Chiefs. Now in Southern LA, I guess is what they said. Yeah, they're going to be moving in. I didn't read the details on it, but it's not in Mexico, so they're bringing it back here to the States. What are we thinking here? Rams, Chiefs, that's a hell of a game.
it's going to be a great game, and certainly probably the game of the year. A lot of it, high expectations on this one. Should be really entertaining, as we have the highest total ever posted for an NFL game, and anywhere from 63.5 to 64. I really like the Chiefs when it was going down to Mexico City, but as you mentioned, the field conditions were just horrendous. They had to pull it, and now they're in L.A. And now it's a big question mark, but I do believe the Chiefs are just a little better than the Rams right at this moment. So I'm going to go with another upset here. Woo! On Monday night and take Kansas City.
Wow!
That's a tough one. I wouldn't be able to pick that. I would stay away. I wouldn't even know, man.
Well, you got to pick it. We're forcing you into it. You got to pick three winners. No ties. If there's a tie, you lose, and it increases the pot another $100 for the next player the following week. Okay, Jay, we're going to lock you in here. And we got John here on the line. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, man, here you go. Jay's throwing down some upsets, man, but you don't have to follow his lead. You could pick any game on Sunday during the day. He said Saints over the Eagles. What do you think?
Oh, I'm definitely going with the Saints over the Eagles. Right. I mean, the Eagles losing to Dallas? Come on.
I know.
All right. So you got the same. Okay. Now you got to do Vikings-Bears. Remember, three winners. What do you think? Vikings-Bears, straight pick them.
I do agree with him. With the Vikings coming back from a bye week, I do think that Chicago is a smoke and mirror team right now. Like, they're winning just off of sheer chance.
All right. My God.
So I am going to go with the Vikings.
An upset. Team on the road. All right. Got it. And then, boy, this is, like you said, Jay.
He's coachable.
Like Jay said, one of the games of the year, for sure. Rams, Chiefs. Which one are you going there, John?
I'm going to go opposite of him. I do not think the Chiefs are going to beat the Rams.
All right. So you're saying Rams. So Saints, Vikings, Rams. There you are. We're going to put you on hold, John. You are in for a couple of food and drink tickets down there. You and a guest over at the International Theater at the Westgate. That's who employs our friend, our confidant, our football expert, Jay Cornegay. Jay, it really is probably a marvelous place to work, but it is, I'll tell you what, it's a place to visit if you want to watch football.
Yep, we got, well, first of all, John, appreciate the follow there, except for the last game, so stay tuned, all the listeners, because there'll be 400 next week.
Ooh!
I don't really blame them. That's going to be such a great game, and
yeah,
obviously it's not going to surprise me if the Rams beat the Chiefs, but come on down to, and join us for Football Sunday. And we have Football Central going on in the Westgate International Theater. We have 1,500 seats, food and drink specials, all the games on giant HD screens in there, bet stations, and smoke-free and free admission. So come on down, guarantee yourself a seat, and watch all the games on Sunday afternoon in the Westgate Theater.
There you have it. Jay Cornegay, you're the man. Appreciate it. As always, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Hang in there, Greg.
I'm trying, man.
All right, there's Jay Cornegay from the Westgate. He is a good man. Go there and see him. Of course, Gooch also broadcasts down there every single Sunday morning. When we come back, we got No BS.
No BS.
876-3692. I'll just take him over here. Color number 12.
Five.
12. Good 12, luck to 5. You. No.
12.5.
No. How much is 12? Good luck. You're going in for Ghost at the Joint. Nearly sold out. Not sold out. They've released some tickets, so there you have it. You can still get in there, and you can get in for free if you're caller number 12 right now, and you know the answer for No BS. Now, Greg, tomorrow we're doing the food drive.
Yes.
Feed the Hungry food drive. Benefiting our friends over there at 3 Square of Southern Nevada. This is really important.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be there at 6 a.m. over at the Smiths on Warm Springs in Durango. If you don't know where that is, it's a real big intersection. It's hard to miss. But if you can't find it, it's one street light south of 215 on Durango.
There it is. Easy.
6 p.m. or 6 a.m. I'll be there. We'll be there till 6 p.m. The whole comp will be there all day.
And if you don't live in the Southwest or it's not on your way to work on Friday, he's going to be up at Ann Road in Decatur at the Smiths there.
Correct.
Starting at 6 o'clock as well. So donate some stuff, all right? Either cash or non-perishable food items. Do something to help your fellow man, woman, child right here in Vegas, especially around the holidays. It's really nice of you to do that. So that'll be tomorrow, all right? We start at 6 o'clock. Make sure you listen for it. plus more Metallica tickets, too. Carlota has that coming up for you. Do not miss that Metallica show. BS in the Morning. Hello, who's this?
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. Here's your no BS question. Good luck, man.
This BS show member doesn't think you should be able to copyright cheese recipes. Was it Sparks, myself, or none of the above?
I didn't hear that part. I'll go Sparks. Sounds like him.
Quite the opposite there, my good friend. I'm sorry. BS in the Morning. Hello, who's this?
Donnie.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, what's going on? Hey, man, which BS show member doesn't think you should be able to copy cheese recipes or copyright them? It's not me. Is it Greg or Greg?
Greg.
Hey!
Smart man.
Good job, dude. You're going to Ghost. Put you on hold, get some info from you. That's it for us. We're running late today. Carlota, she's got your double shot on Metallica coming up. When is it going to happen? Maybe she'll tell you. She'll drop some hints. When you hear that second Metallica song, that's when you're into the show for free and then qualified for meet and greet. Don't miss it.
Yes, in the morning.
I have not missed one.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
All day.